Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. Who knew that a movie about events that took place in 1965 could be this timely? The lead-up to the famous Civil Rights March from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama, provides the backdrop for the sincere and thoughtful drama, Selma. David Oyelowo brings an appropriate level of dignity to the role of Dr. Martin Luther King, and Carmen Ejogo is fine as his long-suffering wife, Coretta. Sadly, due to copyright restrictions, the filmmakers were unable to use Dr. King's actual speeches for the film, but director Ava DuVernay does a credible job of paraphrasing. Thanks to Oyelowo's earnest delivery, the oratory still has impact. The racism that characterized the time and place is depicted in all its ugliness, but the film's overall impact is one of hope. Selma is a fitting tribute to those who marched and proves to be a potent reminder of just how far we still have to go. Many people said that Thomas Pynchon's psychedelic novel Inherent Vice was unfilmable. After seeing Paul Thomas Anderson's big screen adaptation, I think they may be right. In this film noir comedy, Joaquin Phoenix plays Doc Sportello, a pothead private detective in 1970s LA, whose ex-girlfriend gets him involved in an investigation that pits him against the vigilante police and a mysterious Asian gang called the Golden Fang. The movie's filled with colorful supporting characters, and as with all of Anderson's movies, the acting ensemble is impressive. But this decadent romp meanders like a pothead's dream, never quite amounting to much more than a minor distraction. While this goofy enterprise is impeccably crafted and watchable, Inherent Vice is Anderson's least successful film. Also opening this week, Taken 3 is the latest in the action series starring Liam Neeson as Brian Mills, an ex-CIA agent with a particular set of skills. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI FM.
Freeze Frame!